Welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life. Ever felt the gap between theory and reality? We're here to bridge that. Dive into real stories, real challenges, and real successes from professionals just like you in the partner and channel management world. Each episode is a journey, a lesson from those who've walked the partnership path, faced the challenges, and reaped the rewards. Whether you're a seasoned partner manager or just starting your journey, this is where theory meets practice. Ready to see the real side of partnership? Let's get started.
Well, good morning, Beth, and welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life podcast. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. You and I haven't actually met before, so it's really nice to meet you finally face to face. I've heard a lot about you from our facilitator, so I'm super excited to hear what you have to say today. Let's start by giving you a chance to introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how long you've been working with partners.
Sure. Sounds good. Thanks, John. Great to meet you and be here as well. So I have a long history of partners in my career. So kind of started in startups and graduated into a bigger company like Microsoft. And I've been at Microsoft for 5 years now, always in the partner development role. And I've had the opportunity to manage all different types of partners on the IT side, on the industry side, which has been a lot of fun, just seeing that scope and the differentiation across those partners. And so I currently spend my time focusing on our industry partners.
Awesome. All right. Cool. Well, it's always great to have someone like you on the show who's got a really rich history, not only of time in working with partners, but in kinds of partners. Because our listening community is all over the board. We've got people that work with really big partners like what you're talking about. And we've got lots of people that are working with really tiny partners too, in all different walks of the business. So I'm anxious to be able to benefit from some of your background. All right, well, this episode is really about responding to the most recent episode that we did in the main podcast on partnership alignment, figuring out, is our partnership on track and in alignment, or is it out? And then what do we do about it? Let's just start by getting your reaction to listening to that episode. What resonated for you? What kind of thoughts came to mind when you listened to that one?
Yeah, no, I mean, alignment's key. It's really the foundation of any partnership and how to really manage a partnership. If you're not on the same page, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what your objectives and how you're measuring it is, you could just be busy all day long every day with your partner and not have significant outcomes that's impacting either of your businesses. So to me, alignment's really the rudder of partnership management and the required foundation. So I thought I thought it was great.
Awesome. Well, you know, part of what we try to do in these companion episodes is give the listeners some super practical, pragmatic advice. So when you listen to that episode on alignment and you think about how you drive alignment with your partners, what are some of the things you do? Like, what are some of your best practices of kind of making sure you're still in alignment? Or when you find something that's out of alignment, how do you address it?
Yeah, and I've got some real-time examples I'm working through myself in some of my accounts. But I think from a foundation perspective, and not to overplug EQ selling, but it really has, I mean, the foundational elements, like you need to know your stakeholders. And so that stakeholder management's key on both sides.
Sure.
You really need to understand the differentiation between what's strategic and what's tactical. Like what's your 3-year goal versus your 6-month goal. And that's really key. And so, I learned a lot from really absorbing that training, because you really have to reset and revisit and keep checking yourself too with your partners. Like you might agree to go do something and in 6 months things have pivoted. So you got to step back. And so I liked when you guys were talking about stepping back, and that's really key to making sure you're always on the right path, or else there's a lot you can do, especially when you're working with big partners. Little partners, it can be a little bit easier to stay focused and you know what's tangible and what's next. But in these really big partnerships that have multiple organizations, just like Microsoft, you just need to make sure you know what are your big bets, what are your priorities, and how does that alignment, how are you working on your alignment to keep to that North Star?
It is. It's so hard because it's a little bit like, you know, being on a moving train, right? Like you can't stop moving, you know, when you try and take a step back. But the fact of the matter is the train is still moving at 100 miles an hour, and you still have to be able to figure out, is it moving in the right direction and all of that. So yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. What are some of the things that you do? You know, you talk about that sort of taking a step back, like, you know, what are some of the super pragmatic things? Like, do you have things in your calendar that say, hey, look, you know what, I'm going to remind myself once a quarter to, you know, take a breath and look at things? Or do you have a list of things that you try and follow? Like what's your advice to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, at Microsoft, just as part of the partner management role, we work on partner business plans. So we're always trying to iterate and build on those and have annual account planning around that. So that's kind of like from a role foundation. But me personally, it's really all about communication and that V-team alignment. I feel like if you're not documenting, if you're not communicating to your stakeholders, if you're not keeping your internal stakeholders and your external stakeholders at the partnership jointly aligned, you're just gonna lose your audience, and because so many people have so many other distractions, and that partnership may just be your partnership, but your stakeholders have 20 other things on their mind and on their plate. So you need to make sure to keep communicating and keep people updated who care about what you're working on.
Yeah, and that's a time-consuming effort, right? I mean, I think just hearing you talk about that, it reminds me of my early days of when I was first in a role where I would present, right? We used to talk about how much time does it take to prepare for a presentation. And, you know, it's easy to wing it, right? It's easy to just be like, I got it. But the truth is the better you prepare, the better the presentation is. And there's a formula for how much time you should spend preparing versus how much time you do. Just listening to you just now, I was thinking, oh, that's an interesting concept. I wonder if there should be an equivalent that says, hey, you know what, for every 10 minutes of work you do with the partner, there's this many minutes of communicating.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a muscle too. And the more you do it, especially if you're sticking around the same partnership or account for a little while too, the easier it becomes. It's just like you really have to always give yourself that foundation. Or even when you're resetting working team members right now, at Microsoft, we change fiscal years in the middle of the summer. And so a lot of people are juggling new accounts, and they're coming off accounts where they were just working closely with a partner for 3 years and had that rhythm down. But now it's a reset. And so it's like it's a muscle you got to keep building, and you'll continue to grow with every account you manage.
So earlier you mentioned the importance of stakeholders, right? And the importance of kind of keeping that alignment with stakeholders. I just wonder, do you have a story or an example of where, you know, you kind of woke up one day and thought, what's wrong with this partnership? And ultimately kind of figured out it was stakeholders. And, you know, how did that play out?
I do. Not exactly that, but I will say, in my experience in smaller companies, where it's just, you're just working so much more agile and closer with everyone, and it's just a smaller organization, so it's just a little easier to navigate. Yeah. I was very naive coming into partnership management at Microsoft and had the mentality of like, do you really need executive sponsors and stakeholders? And I very quickly learned in a large, complex organization how critical it is. And the more mature partnerships I kept working on, how much more critical it is to have stakeholder mapping, and that you really find yourself using those stakeholders and making sure to know how to use those stakeholders in the right way. And the exec sponsors and executive support in these large complex relationships where you're really trying to go be differentiated in an industry together, you need that. Like, you really need that. So yes, I very quickly learned my naivety coming into Microsoft around that one.
Yeah, you know, it's you've been through our training, so you know how we do this, and we almost always, in every client we work with, start with that stakeholder training asset, right? Because it is so foundational. You can't do any of the other stuff if you don't really have a good handle on your stakeholders. And It's so often the place we have to go back to when we find misalignment is, okay, let's go back to the people. Let's figure out, is there something broke there? Because if it's broke there, we're going to feel it in a whole lot of other places. There's going to be symptomatic stuff everywhere around that.
Exactly.
Well, Beth, this is super helpful, and we try and keep these as short as we can, so we like to do just little bites. So let me just give you one last question to kind of close this out. We have lots of people that listen who are relatively new to partner management. And yes, this episode is about alignment, but if your advice is outside of it, that's okay. You know, what advice do you have? What's your kind of one thing, if you could tell the younger Beth, you know, what you need to make sure and do? What's your piece of advice that you would give to those people that are new to partner management?
I'd say go on a listening tour. Like, just really reach out to people. Like, people doing the job who are more seasoned. Your leadership. Like, if you're already starting and engaging with partners, like, different roles. Because I feel like really understanding partnership management, because you're working from everything from engineering teams to sales teams to marketing teams to operations teams to finance teams, legal. So it's like you really just start educating yourself across those functions. And it's okay. It's going to take time and it's going to take experience for all that to really snap together and to understand the end-to-end business. And that'll change partner after partner. So just really go out, start talking to people, start asking questions. No question's a stupid question. Just get to know everyone's business.
I love that. Yeah, a listening tour. That's a great way to phrase it. And just to get out there and kind of learn as much as you can, because this is, we talk about this a lot through these episodes, that working with partners is a super complex job. I think people who don't do it think it's a really simple job. But man, when you get into it, this is a complicated role. And it is, for all the reasons you just talked about, so many different parts of the business that you have to interact with and be cognizant of and conversant in order to be effective. Super, super good advice. Well, Beth, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you being here and sharing a little bit of your wisdom with us. Who knows, over time, there might be an opportunity to have you come back if you're willing. There'll
Would
be another
to.
Episode.
Yeah. All
awesome.
Right. Thanks,
John. Beth.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Partnership Path in Real Life today. Remember, the real world tests theories and creates leaders. Don't stop here. Subscribe, learn, and grow with us. Let's make every experience count. Until our next real life story.